Hey everybody, this is John Fusco, and you're listening to the No Film School Podcast. When Fabrice Arano went to film school, he was written off as a creator of meaningless images. What was the point of his thesis picture? Where was the emotion? These questions didn't matter much to him, however, so he ignored them. What mattered was assembling work that he felt was sincere. In Arano's opinion, cinema doesn't need an explanation. There is no objective. Don't explain it, just embrace it. Fortunately, that philosophy ended up aligning closely with another filmmaker some of you may have heard of, a man named Jean-Luc Godard. Admittedly, Arano wasn't terribly influenced by the French New Wave master's work as a student. He was more interested in Fellini and others associated with Italian neorealism. So when he got a phone call asking if he'd like to work with Godard on Goodbye to Language, he was nervous to meet with the director, who had a reputation of being obstinately difficult to work with. Yet, when they met, he found the mythic figure to be just a man who would soon become a collaborator. Their most recent film, The Image Book, picks up where Goodbye to Language left off. It is a collage of sound and picture that may be better described as a cinematic experience than a movie. I sat down with Arano, who edited and shot the film, which conversely features mostly found footage, at the Toronto International Film Festival. Listening to this interview is much like watching the film itself. Arano weaves in and out of the French language, jumps around a bit, and drops many obscure references as we talk about the genesis of their collaboration and gain fascinating insights into Jean-Luc Godard's creative process. I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, this is John Fusco, and I'm here with Fabrizio Arano.
Well, yes. Fabrice Arano.
Fabrizio.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Arano.
And he is the cinematographer on Jean-Luc Godard's most recent picture, The Image Book, which I had the great pleasure of seeing here at TIFF last night. And I guess I want to start off by asking you what your path was in film. You said you went to film school. What did you want to be at film school? What did you want
to? No, it's always a long journey. Yeah, living is is a long journey.
Yeah.
First I wanted to make creative things. I think when I was a child, maybe to invent things. I want to be inventor, an inventor, like an engineer, but to like in Tintin, the Professor Tournesol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know Tintin from Hergé. No, you don't know.
Don't
in
know,
America. But... Ah, you have to. It's a well-known Belgian.
I'm sure you'd be getting a lot of recommendations during this podcast, which is great.
No, well, like a mad inventor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to invent.
Oh, yes. A mad professor.
Space aircraft. I don't know. When I was a child. So I tried to do it, and I entered to an engineer school in Switzerland, where the engineer don't invent anything.
No.
They just prepare the best plastic for maintaining stuff. But I entered the architect world, where yes, it's incredible to imagine spaces, lights inside spaces, volumes. And I was really in love with architecture about the late 80s, to create buildings or small things or that. And after a moment, I said, "Well, how can I express myself? Feelings, human feelings, love or disappear or loneliness or I don't know. It's not easy in architecture. Le Corbusier did some way of traveling inside a building. You feel impressions and then opening things because." But no, it's not easy to do it. Though I entered to the theater, but it's always like the hazard. It's like the random of the life. I don't know. It's like someone asked me, "Oh, do you want to do the light and the set of this?" I say, "Oh yes, why not?"
Yeah.
And in theater, it's incredible because you can do everything. It's totally free. You don't need to do it for living inside. It's just I begin in the theater world, and then I entered to the. Like the hasard objectif from
the hasard, just like a random a random thing that made you.
It's life. It's life. You meet one thing and after the other, unexpected things, and I meet people making puppets theater. Mm-hmm. But not just for the child puppets, but it's image theater or object theater. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a totally free, more free than the classic theater with actors, classic and play and stuff, because it's you can make a spectacle with very very small pieces and makes you crying just with. I see some, for example, a spectacle, a show with someone playing with pills. Mm-hmm. It was a story of an aspirin, mm-hmm. you know, aspirin. And the aspirin, at the end, his life was very difficult. At the end, he go to the glass and jump into the glass.
Wow.
And you see the decomposition of a human being, of une personne, la décomposition d'une personne. And I was crying. But it's just, you see one with pills. It's not... So for this puppets theater or object theater, it's freedom, totally freedom. But I wanted to express myself. And I'm not, maybe I'm too shy, I don't know, but to go on stage and to make something, it was hard for me. And I always record sound. Mm. I really loved in the radio in the 80s, it was in France Culture, it's a cultural radio in France, which was called Chasseur de Son. Les chasseurs de son, the chasseur, what's the name of chasseur? The hunter, the sound hunter.
Okay.
Huh. And there was 1 hour broadcast of just a sound of a place. And I said, wow, what a nice, I would be this, to go to record the atmosphere. And in the same time, I did photograph. Mm. Okay. But when I was 23, 24, someone may say, but why don't you do cinema? Because you want to do cinema.
Yeah.
And there was a film school, and I tried to go inside this film school. And I said, I hate school. I really hate school. I hate the rules. I hate the way of always explaining things. You have to know. You have to... I have the power of the knowledge. Mm. And you are just vide, you say, empty, empty
clay, basically, right?
Yes,
to be sculpted.
Yes, the student has to be just empty, and I have the power to give you to fill inside your everything. No, I hate resist. I'm more for the idea that we just have to share things. So, I try. Because they say, okay, there is a film school, maybe try it. And I try it, and they just take 6 students, and they take me. And say, okay, well, if they take me, okay. And I
one go. Of 6.
Yes, go, okay. I went 1 of 6. And then it was really hard, because I was coming from the theater, from the puppet theater, where everything is possible. Everything, say yes. Mm-hmm. And I say yes to everything. There, in the film school, I wanted, what is your first project? I want to do this, with little lights, with this. No. Do simply things. Yeah, you have to do, no. Faites des choses simples. Do simple things. But I don't want to do me a simple thing. I want to do this. I have all the ambition of to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I said, no, you don't do that. The film is a story, and there is a beginning and then the end. And then if you don't do this, you don't understand. And what's your problem? What's your inside problem? You have a problem with your mother, with your father, with your grandmother, with your child, with your dog, with your... Always... They need to have a problem, and the character need to have a problem, and then to resolve the problem. But it's thin. But I say, no, then cinema, I could not be this. Mm-hmm. But in the same way, I wanted to go in cinema because I see my parents always was really in love with Italian cinema. Mm. Neorealismo, Antonioni, Fellini, Olmi... Pasolini, all this. And when I was 21, 22, I just see with my girlfriend at that moment, at the beginning of the eclipse from Antonioni.
Okay.
And I see it, it's important to say because I see it on the TV. It was a 4x3 TV, cathode tube, a tube TV.
Right.
But the film is in scope or is 185. So, just the image that you see on a small TV, black and white, 4x3, it's really, really, really
it's
just
that,
an idea of cinema. It's not cinema. It's just, but you can project yourself in what could be in cinema because it's a smaller image. Mm-hmm. And when I see sequences of this film, I said, oof, if we can express this things so deeply without words, just with the edit to film, just meta movement to make clack, 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 the first sequence of L'Eclipse, I say, maybe I can try. Mm. For this, I go inside the film school. Mm. And for this, I was really upset when they say, no. But at the end, I tried to do my own film that I wanted. They say to me, you have to write a script. So I try to write a script and to write a script. And at the end, I say, no, I'm sorry, I cannot write a script. But I can, my project, it's this. So I made some text and some images that I draw. And it's just a film about a suspended moment in a disease of a couple. But it's just a respiration without words. There is just François, oui, qu'est-ce qu'il y a? François, what is, yes, what? And that, and it's just wind. And the film, in the film school, I can hear speak about film school. In the film school jury, it was my thesis film, no?
Yeah.
And they say, no, it's not good. What's the story? So I made a phone call ringing. But the one don't answer the phone. Mm. I wanted to have just the noise of a meet, 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 this aggressive sound. Yeah, and then at the same time, there is a tractor going outside the car. expressing things like what? And you know, who is at the phone? I don't know. It's just someone. I don't know. It's just the sound of the phone. It's not people. You don't have to always interpret, always imagine a story. There is not just the sound of the phone. She don't want to answer this. She want to escape. Well, at the end they say, okay, you are just you have your thesis, but we just escape it, rescue it from the trash. Okay, it's finished. Cinema, I do another thing. Mm. And at the time I was building a set for Edward Hopper, a test for lights for the school. I was building the set.
Yeah.
I love Edward Hopper. I speak with Americans. Yeah. I really. Edward Hopper. For the light, but here it's like. Somehow, Toronto has got some impression of Hopper.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the sunlight in the cafeteria, for example, or some kind of play. But then my film, I send it to one or two festivals. Maybe I say, okay, maybe. I made three tapes in VHS. I send my three tapes in VHS. And one festival take it. It was in Poitiers. Rencontre Henri Langlois. It's a film school festival. I went there, I said, bo. And then the people say, you did this film? Yes. Incredible, yes, there is stuff. So, yes, you like? Yes. And at the end of the screening, someone come to me and he gets the pullover on the back, you know. It was like 35 years, and it was like looking like a student, but in high school, a university student or old student. And he said me with his gentle voice, I really love your film. He said me in 5 minutes all what I wanted to do in the film. So I think he really understand what I wanted. And he said, do you have a VHS? I say, I have one, but I know that Canal Plus is a French TV who buy with a lot of money the short film.
Okay.
And I said, no, I will keep my VHS to sell my film for 5,000. and then he said, sorry, I don't present myself. I'm the director of the festival of, and I understand, Cannes. Gan, what is it? Gan is maybe near Paris, a cine club near Paris. And so, yes, but you know, he presents me his
card. Business card, yeah.
His business card.
Yeah.
And then I see the palm, the can. And this guy is Laurent Jacob, the son of Gilles Jacob. Okay. And he was building the Cine Foundation, the section for the films. And he said, I take your film. He said, but I take your film. The selection is not open, but I take your film.
Wow.
I say, yes, okay. We become somehow friends. So it's, this is so incredible. That,
yeah.
That when
again,
you did
random.
Say, yeah, it's random. And, yeah. And I don't know what I learned of this is, if you do, because I really wanted to do, to be sincere with.
What you wanted to do, what you wanted to do, your own story.
By sincerity, really. And I say, maybe it's my last film, maybe it's finished, but it's. I want to try this, to try a film without words, without a big story, just a moment, just to express a moment of a woman in a couple, separation, or I don't know what, you know, just. And he said, yes, okay. That, and then, you know, it's a story.
That's an incredible story.
So you see how I speak.
You're making this real easy for me.
Yes.
I guess that I would then ask, you know, what you talked about Antonioni a little bit. You talked about some Fellini, some of your Italian influences. What, at that time, did Godard mean to you as you were going through?
No.
Nothing.
No. I think I see the first film of Godard. I can say Godard for that moment of my life that I know. It's film school.
Mm.
Maybe Le Mépris, I said before, I don't remember yet, but I remember that we have a course in film school on Je vous salue Marie, because it was just after the it was in 95. Well, it was just a new film, and one of the professors that was that I like a lot, because there is people that I like in film school, was Luc Hiersin, the sound engineer, who worked with Jean-Luc. And he said, oh, Godard is really, really difficult to work with. He was making, you know, the boom. And it's, he's always saying, we always see the boom. You don't know where to put your microphone. And it's like this kind of
aggressive
relationship.
Yeah.
So it make me already somehow a character of Godard, uh-huh. Which is not easy. Which look like an angry man. And,
yeah.
angry man.
Angry.
And, okay, well. Well, I see three or four films, but okay, nothing more. And then years pass, and I work on an Italian film of Silvio Soldini film, was filming in Switzerland, and I did the production manager for this, and I jumped myself in completely to do this because I had no child, no wife at the moment. So I all the time, so I put my everything on the film, though it was really nice for me to invent things to for everything.
Yeah.
And the producer was the same producer as Godard, Ruth Walburger. Mm. And at the end, she asked me if you want to work with Godard. I said, yes, why not? And when I said to my friends, I said, maybe I will work with Godard. Oh, you work with Godard? Huh? Be careful, Godard. You say always very angry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I become afraid. And and I said, I have to. I already said this twice times. You can see if there is difference between what I say now and another. Well, but I explained this. But because it's quite important, because the way of I meet Jean-Luc, it's like passing from Godard to Jean-Luc.
Mm.
Because before I said, I have to see Godard's film. His last film, it was Éloge de l'amour. So I take the DVDs of the VHS in the bibliothèque and to see Éloge de l'amour, to see Forever Mozart, and to see last film. And I don't understand anything. I said, I have to understand. I have to understand this. And I was falling asleep always in the middle of Éloge de l'amour. I said, tomorrow I see him. I have a meeting with him on a Sunday morning in Hall. Time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Sunday morning arrived and I don't understand anything of his film. And I was sure that he will pass me to the exam as a medical exam and I will be dead.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a guillotine or I don't know. It's a monster, a beast.
The angry man.
Yeah. So I come to his studio and it was a big studio in Rue du Nord. No, Petite Butte. It was a big. Now it is a small in the front, but this was a big.
Yep.
And the entrance was it was like a ramp. It's outside, and it was already smelling the cigar. Like there is a beast somewhere. I opened the door, very quiet inside, and the smoke of the cigar more and more and more, and quite sombre, dark darkness. And there's a light in the back. You see the daylight in the back on the other side of the building coming, and it was a long corridor. Could you say corridor?
Corridor, no? Yes, hallway.
And on the right, there was all the camera, the microphones, better recorder than you use.
Oh, I'm sure.
The Swiss recorders, Stellavox, Nagra, Stellavox, Sharp's microphone. You use just a poor Zoom.
Yeah.
But no, okay, you can do sound with.
Hey, it works for my purposes.
you had to buy Sonosax A6
R4. Okay, yeah, all right.
Well, no, really, it's a friend of me. It's Swiss, but well, what I said, no, okay, all the techniques on the right, projector, camera, sound, and on the left, all the books, paint books, poetic, philosophic, historic, and on the front, a manifesto, we say, of Cocteau, Le Testament d'Orphée. I don't know if it's an original one or maybe signed by Cocteau. I don't know, right? There was this. And behind, just a silhouette, someone.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Beauty
inside,
and the Beast the entire
time. And then tuk, tuk, tuk. And there I see a man. Yeah, just a man with a wood simple wood table, wood chair, like a bistro chair, like, you know.
Like a stool.
And I say, oh, yeah, please sit. Okay, but I sit. And I say, oh, voilà, we want to do a film. So maybe we need some locations. Maybe you can go. Here's some 100 francs for your first things to pay. I say, ah, yes, okay, yes, no problem. But yes, with pleasure. No. And when you are finished, you can you fax me or you call me, and then we see, and that's it. And then it was really completely the Godard, the understand. No, just a man. Just a man, simple, gentle, normal. And letting you doing what you want. And it's wonderful because I do what I want, in fact. And I give what I do, and then he use or not, and that's it.
Let's talk a little bit about what you did on the image book and Goodbye to Language, so to speak, because you're credited as cinematographer.
Yeah, because we always need to make the name. And in Cannes, I made the online inscription.
The submission.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's an edit film. So I put everyone editor.
I mean, yes.
So why? I cannot say I am cinematographer because I made 5 or 7% of the image of the film.
Right.
Just image like Geo. Mm-hmm. Geo magazine, you know, the Geo magazine?
Mm-mm.
Or National Geographic magazine?
Yes. Okay. Found footage, right? Just
So image of the Tunisia in the film is like National Geographic magazine image, beautiful sky, beautiful sunset. But I did these images. I cannot say I am cinematographer because I did some sunset images in Tunisia. I don't know, cinematographer.
Well, you're the closest thing to a cinematographer the project had, right? So, you were the one who was getting the actual footage, even though it was sparse. But then there's so much more. I mean, obviously, when
but it was made with a photo machine,
right?
Though it's not. Yeah.
So it's really like you say that everyone was an editor because I think the whole thing was just a product of editing, right?
No, but you cannot make nothing on the website of Cannes. You have to choose between producer, editor, cinematographer, sound engineer, or actor, or stuff. In all, what is... Because I think we are 4 to make the film.
Mm.
In the credits, it's Jean-Luc, Jean-Paul, Nicole Brenez, and me. And for this, we are equal.
Mm.
Jean-Luc, no, he wants to say that we are equal. Sure. So I say everyone is editor.
So then what was your process like with Jean-Luc in creating this edit and like choosing these pictures and choosing how they're displayed? Because I think there's as much power even in the moments where we don't see anything, you know, where there is no image to match the picture. How did you guys put this thing together?
It's a long journey for him too, because it's I don't say to you this yet, you know. No, the first step for him is to bring material. Mm-hmm. He got the idea once day, and by end of day, we were just with Jean-Paul and him in between two doors in his underground near the place where we did the Goodbye to Language. I created a small studio, 3D and 5.1 studio,
right.
And we're just there. And in between two doors, we ask him, what will be the film that we will do? Ah, yeah, I don't know. And I had nothing to write, nothing to record. And he just say like this, and say, I have to not forget. And just say in 5 minutes, two minutes, well, there will be a first chapter. We can call it remakes, you know, remakes, a make of the copies that it's useful now. A word that we use in cinema, remakes. Yeah. Everything is remakes from day one. And we don't know if the remakes is what is copying of. And then the second could be about the soirée de Saint-Pétersbourg, the Saint Petersburg night.
Yeah, the Saint Petersburg.
Could be,
right.
About the war and from text by Joseph de Maistre. And the third, he explains all the films. The third, he says that the extract of Rilke. Poème, ses fleurs perdues dans le vent, entre les rails perdues dans le. Non, ses fleurs entre les rails perdues dans le vent confus des voyages.
Which the flower between the railroad tracks, basically, yeah. for English.
Yes. And he explains the film. So he got already the idea of this five chapter.
Wow.
And he wanted also to do a film with from the novel of Albert Cosseri, Une ambition dans le désert. A Desert Ambition, the title of the novel. Oh, okay. He just say us in 2014, after the Goodbye to Language, this, in between two doors. And I remember just after we say goodbye Jean-Luc, yeah, see you next week. And then with Jean-Paul, we say, oh, what do you remember of the second chapter? Yeah, what's the third? Ah, no, it was this. So because he just explains the film in all the film.
Yeah.
So everything was already...
All the chapters.
In his mind, and then we ask Nicole Brenes to help us to find some footage, some images of, for example, for the trains, for the chapters of the trains. She give a lot for the Russian. There is Bernard Eisenschitz also, who is an historian, who brings some Russian cine tract to Jean-Luc. So we brought a lot of DVDs stuff, and Jean-Luc begin to. First, what we did concretely, I work concretely with him. We never speak, we very few speak about philosophy or about, but we concrete. So one thing of concrete after Goodbye to Language is to clean everything, to all the computer, there is no computer, all the tape deck, and also all the bookshelf. Yesterday I talked this about this, the bookshelf. And I brought a new bookshelf in the IKEA to add some shelf.
Shelves, yep.
And we to build the first sequences shelf, the second sequences shelf, the third sequences shelf.
Yeah. Like
each sequence of the film is on a shelf. And he puts slowly all the books, the DVDs, the films, the extract, the image, in the good shelf.
Yeah. He organizes them by...
Yeah, in Spacely. It's a space script. Hmm. So 3D concrete script. And then he begin to edit on tapes. So he begin for the beginning. On tapes, you cannot change your...
edited on VHS, right?
No, DV cam.
Oh, DV cam? Okay.
Yeah, but it's same resolution as VHS.
Okay.
It's a standard definition.
Right.
4:3. But and without the edit console of tapes, you know, there is the holes with two wheels.
Yeah.
The recorder, the player.
Yeah.
No, without this, just in play rec and pause. And play, you know, play rec, pause, play. For this, the cuts are like rough.
Yes, they're very, they're like a lot of jump cuts, kind of.
It's brut.
Yes.
And for example, when you want to change an image, he overlaid on top of the clip, and taking a little image before and a little image after. If you don't use the sound, you just put the image. Mm. For this, sometimes you have the sound coming after the image, mm. or because
yeah, there's moments
it's
like where
it's a collage.
Yes,
it's really a collage. As if you do with papers, newspapers, images, and you put, you know, it's like from a collage.
Yeah, yeah.
You say collage in English?
Yes, collage. Yes, absolutely. It's 100% a collage. I think it's funny because it all comes back to what you initially sort of had a passion for, and that was photography and sound, right? And what is film other than just the meeting of those two mediums? And the way that you present them was something that I've always sort of been a fan of Godard for, is his ability to separate the two mediums and then bring them back in a way that's entirely new. It's a free form association of like the medium of sound and picture.
Yeah, but it's incredible because in cinema you say it's incredible to separate image and sound. In theater, it's not.
No. Yeah, no, not at all.
Music, it's not. In literature, it's not. To Le Nouveau Roman, I don't know. In dance,
mm-hmm.
I just work with Jérôme Bell. He's a French, I think he's French. Yeah, he's a French choreographer. Where on stage, he's just when he plays somewhere, if he dance somewhere or he play, I don't know. He take people not dancer, and in 4 days they are ready to make some show with dancing. As they want, as they do, as they are, without any. Well, in cinema, if you do see something like this in cinema, you say, it's like impossible.
Well, it's like
it's more free.
Yeah. It's like your telephone example, your film about the telephone in college, where or in film school, where people kept asking who was calling. Like that, there has to be some meaning behind it. And I think that's going to bring me to my final question, which is. Something that you briefly touched on before the movie yesterday in your introduction, which is how do you think a student of film should watch film?
Forgetting that they are students, they don't have to make a study. They don't have to just like a child. I hope students are more near the childhood than us.
Yeah.
So maybe they just have to forget the school, to forget everything, and just to receive the image and the sound without. Don't be polluted by explanation and reason and professor and books and stuff, because it's permitted to read and to explain, but it's. For me, Godard, I begin to understand Godard film after the first meeting on the wood table, just like a human, just simply.
Mm.
And then from there, from this, like a scratch, I don't know what, you can small to small begin to understand. But it's good in strange, because in English, understand.
Yeah.
Stand is to stand up, no? It's understand. You are under.
Yeah.
You're on the floor. So it's not. It's not a good word, understand. It must be in Latin, in French, it's comprendre. But it's made in Latin, it's comprendere.
Kind of like comprehend.
Take with.
Yes.
To take with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take with when you embrace someone, you take with.
Mm.
It's like, though Godard film, you have to understand film has embrassé.
Huh.
Same thing with the poetry. You cannot explain the poetry. I don't know if there is in literature school, they always want to explain poetry is like this, it means like this, it goes like this. No, poetry don't need any explanation. And for this, it's poetry. If it's not, if it's explanation, it's just fascism, so I don't know what. The cinema is the same thing, don't need explanation. There is thousands, millions of explanations. Okay, you can do one, but you can do another, and there is no objective.
Right.
There is no objective.
Who's to say that anyone's explanation is the right explanation anyways?
Yeah.
So.
There is a lot. There is a lot. It's fascism, it's religions. There is the religions. It's also inside this film. Mm-hmm. Les religions du livre.
Yes.
Always the books say, always the words say, the world. No, the world, the words.
Mm-hmm. The words.
Yes, the power of the words.
Yeah.
And And the opposite of this is the image. Mm. It's like more la géométrie. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, in between the algebra, mm-hmm. algebra and geometry. Mm. Algebra, we are always in the algebra with the description in form, not in form, in numbers.
Science.
And geometry is the same thing, but...
pictures.
You cannot explain geometry. Yeah. It's picture. Yeah. It's. And Jean-Luc, it's. It's to be, yes. And there is to be or not to be inside the film, too. The meaning of being. Mm.
Of course. Well, thank you so much. This has been...
You're welcome.
A very big treat for me. So, thanks, Fabrizio. Fabrizio. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, stay tuned for the No Film School podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can subscribe to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. You can find us on whatever podcast platform you use and rate us while you're there. I'm John Fusco. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jim_John_Jim. You can follow No Film School at No Film School. We got plenty more great interviews out of the Toronto International Film Festival coming out in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. And until then, I'll see you on Thursday for Indie Film Weekly.